Governor Roy Cooper says the future of the state is promising. The Democrat delivered his first State of the State address during a joint session of the General Assembly last night. Capitol Bureau Chief Jeff Tabiri reports from Raleigh.
Mr. Speaker, it is my distinct honor and privilege to present His Excellency, the Governor.
The Democratic governor met his Republican opposition face to face on Monday night. Roy Cooper spoke to the North Carolina people while standing before Republican supermajorities, a collection of conservatives who render his veto largely useless and moved to strip Cooper of some powers in recent months. It was a little awkward, but cordial enough. The governor began his State of the State by saying our people are welcoming, but some of our laws are not.
I'm going to say this first thing because of the urgency and to go ahead and get it out of the way. Tonight, I call on the legislature once again to repeal House Bill 2.
Cooper made four references to the now notorious piece of legislation before moving on to other topics. A week ago, the first-term Democrat rolled out his budget proposal, a largely symbolic ritual. Speaking in the North Carolina House, he again used his bully pulpit to call on lawmakers to adopt some of his spending ideas.
My plan gives an average 10% raise over the next 2 years. On this pace, we can bring teacher salaries up to best in the Southeast in 3 years.
As governorships go, Cooper has relatively little power. He has chosen to fight some battles publicly, others in court, and some behind the scenes. He has previously called on lawmakers to expand Medicaid. He touched on the uncertainty of health care during his address, carefully avoiding the actual word Medicaid.
If we work together, we can improve the health of thousands of North Carolinians.
Cooper's relationship with leading Republicans is divisive. However, he took a largely conciliatory tone, using the phrase common ground 13 different times during his speech, and even pledging a few promises.
I promise to listen, to engage, to build consensus, to compromise when possible. I promise to fight only when we can't come to agreement or when you leave me no choice.
It seems like a safe bet or promise that the executive and legislative branches will continue to fight. Moments after the governor left the chamber, Republican Senate leader Phil Berger, the most powerful political figure in the state, delivered his response. Any lingering collegiality was gone.
Tonight, we heard the left's new champion. Roy Cooper is pushing their vision for the future of North Carolina. Except, it's not a vision for the future of North Carolina at all. It's a mirage.
Berger has presided over veto-proof majorities for 5 years, and he ticked off his policy accomplishments, including a better business climate, lower taxes, and expanded charter schools, education grants, and opportunity scholarships. Then, Berger took aim at the left, criticizing the press, the Democratic Party, and liberal special interest groups.
They organize vulgar rallies, organize protests. They disrupt public meetings. They attempt to sabotage our state's economy and put regular North Carolinians out of business.
The speech and response comes at a moment when Raleigh is one of the nation's hubs for partisan bickering. Cooper has sued Berger over what he asserts are unconstitutional power grabs. Berger says Cooper's victory last fall, by less than 11,000 votes, does not give him any sort of mandate. The Republican leader also offered this.
Governor Cooper talks often of compromise, but works behind the scenes to kill real compromises.
That's a claim Cooper has denied. For months now, the nation has watched as battles over bathrooms, voter ID, and good old-fashioned power have played out here in the Old North State. For a little while on Monday night, the adversaries gathered under one roof. But don't expect this partisan melee to subside anytime soon. Jeff Tabiri, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.